I have two questions about it. I mean, first, I'm glad under any circumstances to see our TSA officers and agents get paid. I mean, what they have gone through is ridiculous. If the president, though, felt he had this authority to use this pot of money from the so-called Big Beautiful Bill to pay our TSA agents, why did he wait until now to do it? Because they've been going unpaid for weeks. Why didn't he do it last week or the week before that? And I and other Democrats have been asking that question for weeks now. So if it's going to happen, I'm glad that it's going to happen. But the second question I have is, what about everyone else at DHS that's not going to get paid? We have folks at FEMA, folks at our cybersecurity agency that still aren't getting paid and won't get paid unless the House brings up the legislation that passed unanimously in the Senate last night to fund all of DHS except for ICE and CBP. Those are my two questions.
So what needs to happen to get both sides back to the table for some kind of productive negotiations to end this partial government shutdown? What do you see happening here now that the House Speaker has said we're not going to go along with the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shocking development because yesterday, last night, both sides did come together and agree unanimously, and President Trump agreed on the bill that passed the Senate that Democrats have been calling for weeks that would fund all of those DHS agencies except for ICE and CBP. And shockingly today, Speaker Johnson got pushback from some of the more extreme members of the Republicans here who want to attach the so-called SAVE Act, which is a voter suppression legislation, in my view, or are frustrated that it doesn't give even more money to ICE, despite the fact that ICE has more money than they know what to do with through the Big Beautiful Bill. So there are only two paths here. One is we accept what the Senate passed unanimously on a bipartisan basis to fund all those DHS agencies except for ICE and CBP, continue to negotiate around the reforms that we need for ICE and CBP, or we actually agree on some of those reforms. Democrats put forward 10. We've hit a stone wall with the White House not agreeing to any of them, but those two paths are still available, and Democrats like myself are open to either, but we got to get it done.
So what do you think will actually get it done? Because you can say what the Democrats want. We know what Mike Johnson wants, and we know what John Thune wants. I mean, we know the different politics and the different sides of the political aisle, but who's going to actually give in and negotiate and say, let's do this for the American people?
Look, I think at this point, the most likely outcome, and it's no longer Democrats against Republicans, right? It's Democrats in the Senate, Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the House and the White House as of last night against one group, the House Republicans, that are the holdouts right now, blocking this entire thing from moving forward. I think they're going to have to deal with reality here that this is the vehicle, this is the way to reopen the Department of Homeland Security and get all of those folks paid. That's the only viable path at this point.
Congressman, do you think that members of Congress and as well as your counterparts in the Senate, that you all should go anywhere unless this actually gets decided? Would that actually make people make a decision and force better negotiations if you stayed until that actually gets done?
Yeah, I think we should stay as long as it takes to get it done. I understand that Senator Thune has left Washington, D.C. already. I certainly hope he would return if there were a path forward. And, you know, I think we should all be here negotiating until it gets done.